Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm your host, Luke Mathers. Brian is off improving some station quality here on the southern swath of Wisconsin. You're listening to my voice on Devil Radio 92.7 FM WTTN 1580 AM, as well as the Shaw 101 FM WAUK 540 AM. You can also download the Devil Radio app, and now there's a fun new feature. You can choose which stream you want to listen to all in one on the Devil Radio app. So you can choose Devil Radio 92.7 stream or the Shaw 101 FM stream right from the same app. Very convenient. You can take us with you for all your listening convenience whenever you're out of our signal patterns. You can join the show. 844-967-2789. Evan, you know, and one of the things, I get pretty heated about this Frederick Prent one. It grinds my gears knowing that he's overstaying his welcome and just the blatant political nature of him coordinating behind closed doors with these special interest groups and members of the state Senate to overstay his welcome, then skirting the open records laws when suits are brought to find out what kind of communications were between them, and then you've got the conservative justices on the Supreme Court just saying, you know, well, there's nothing really in the statutes. I've searched the statutes. There's nothing there that says when the term expires that there's all of a sudden a vacancy. So I guess this guy can kind of stay around as long as he like. Because that's essentially what the conservative justices are saying. But why this is relevant, what this has to do with why it's important. So Frederick Prent is going to attempt to, it seems like, the conservatives around this are going to set precedent now that goes further than that 1964 precedent that Prent is currently referencing, and essentially saying that this is applicable to all appointed terms by a governor here in the state of Wisconsin. So if the Wisconsin legislature, the state Senate specifically, doesn't want to approve a nominee to a seat, if that seat's not actually vacant, if that seat is held by a different partisan appointee, that term limit doesn't matter. It just null and voids that. And so this would be applicable not just to the Natural Resources Board, but it would be applicable to all of the governor's appointees. And the reason why that is a problem, because then you're going to see all of a sudden all this, these holdouts and these holdovers like Prent, because Prent's not the only one doing this.
No.
There's a number of other individuals that on the UW Board of Regents that just haven't given up their seats.
And it's specifically to hobble the administration.
Yes, but not only that, but it's the holdout. It's the Merrick Garland holdout strategy now, too, where Mitch McConnell refused to even have a hearing about the qualifications of Merrick Garland, Obama's final appointee to the U.S. Supreme Court. And rather than hear him out, they just sat on that nomination and just said, nope, we're not going to do it. We're just going to let the term expire. We're going to run out the clock. We're going to wait to see what this next election holds. Donald Trump came into office. Neil Gorsuch is now on the U.S. Supreme Court instead of Merrick Garland. The fate of the U.S. Supreme Court is forever changed because Mitch McConnell made that decision. And the fate of the Wisconsin's gubernatorial appointees is going to change with the way that the Wisconsin Supreme Court decides to rule in this case. And one of the things that the Natural Resources Board, with a 4-3 in favor of Governor Evers' appointees, which would be the makeup of the board if Evers' appointee, Sandra Nass, got to replace Frederick Prent. It would be 4-3 liberal-leaning for the Natural Resources Board. And one of the things that the Natural Resources Board right now is working to figure out how to regulate is PFAS chemicals, forever chemicals. And an update there here in Wisconsin today on the PFAS front, reading now from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Wisconsin DOJ files suit against Tyco Fire Products, alleging company failed to keep Marinette, Peshtigo residents safe from PFAS. This is Laura Schultz over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. So reading from her piece, the Wisconsin Department of Justice Monday morning filed a lawsuit against a prominent producer of firefighting foam containing forever chemicals, saying the company violated state laws by releasing the chemicals into the environment in Marinette and Peshtigo. Tyco Fire Products knowingly violated the state spills law when it failed for years to notify the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources about the discharges of toxic PFAS and failed to take action to clean up the contamination, Attorney General Josh Call said in announcing the lawsuit in Green Bay. So that is the PFAS update here in the state of Wisconsin.
Stuff that they, airlines, you know, at airstrips and...
Well, airlines, normally you see it at airports here in the state of Wisconsin because firefighters use a special type of foam to put out flames in relation to the jet fuel, I believe, is what the product gets used for on airplane or airport facilities. And so they have a lot of training grounds for fire departments around those airports. And so there is stronger concentrations of PFAS from that firefighting foam being used in practice settings at airports. But so this is the manufacturer, though, that was discharging these types of chemicals up in northeastern Wisconsin, apparently knowingly, according to the lawsuit filed by Democratic Attorney General Josh Call and the Wisconsin Department of Justice. But things like this, we don't have the PFAS regulation for us to be able to, on the front end, let manufacturers know what the acceptable limits are. So then we go for years allowing these manufacturers to just dump them into the water. And now Wisconsinites are going to have to pay the cost to clean them up because these manufacturers are not being held accountable or being told the adequate levels for what kind of discharge this could have. And so we've got Fred Prehn just refusing to be able to allow the state to regulate these at what the scientists, at the levels that scientists are suggesting. And we are left to, in hindsight, depend on lawsuits from the state to be able to hold the polluters accountable for the chemicals that they're putting into the environment. We got just a couple minutes here before the end of the show. Real quick, we got Don in Madison. Don, what's on your mind today?
It's so frustrating to know all this is going on, but the majority of the people in the state do not know what's going on. And Evers, Governor McFly, he's not doing what needs to be done. He needs to call press conference day after day and say, you know what?
Yes.
We're not doing anything with PFAS. You guys can suck your drink your sucky water because the Republicans won't allow this. You know, he could say, you know, or he could say, I'm going to shut the government down until the Republicans pass on my nominees. You know, and even if he can't do it, just say it. People got to know what's going on. Until McFly speaks up, no one knows. And he's, like I said last week, Democrats are so used to getting kicked in the balls, they're happy to not be shot in the face. And once again, they're getting kicked in the balls.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Don. That's the frustrating part, is Evers has called special sessions on things of this nature and encouraging the Wisconsin legislature to take action on these items. I don't know if another special session call is going to be what it would be what it takes. They've shown an abdication of responsibility for the Republican Party here in the state of Wisconsin to take action on these things. And I'm hopeful that Attorney General Josh Call's lawsuit will be what it takes. Folks, this has been another episode of Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We'll be back tomorrow at 2:00.